This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. One of the world's largest oil producers, Saudi Arabia, announced Saturday it aims to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2060, joining more than 100 countries in a global effort to try and curb man-made climate change. The announcement was made by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in remarks at the start of the kingdom's first ever Saudi Green Initiative Forum. It was timed a little more than a week before the start of the global COP26 climate conference being held in Glasgow, Scotland. The global summit, starting October 31st, will draw heads of state from across the world to try and tackle global warming and its challenges. Saudi Arabia has pushed back against the recommendation that fossil fuels be urgently phased out of the energy sector. The kingdom's oil and gas exports form the backbone of its economy, despite efforts to diversify away from reliance on fossil fuels for revenue. Colombian military and police have confirmed that they have captured Dairo Antonio Usuga, known as Otoniel, Colombia's most sought-after drug trafficker and the leader of the Clan de Golfo. He was captured Saturday during an operation carried out by the country's armed forces. Colombia had offered a reward of about $800,000 for information concerning his whereabouts. Meanwhile, NATO member Turkey's defense minister said the forming of alliances outside of NATO would harm the organization, according to comments released Saturday after Greece and France agreed on a defense pact last month. NATO allies Greece and France clinched a strategic military and defense cooperation pact in September, which includes an order for three French frigates worth about $3 billion.